USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal grand jury indictment unsealed Thursday charged 80 people, most of whom are Nigerian nationals, with participating in a massive conspiracy to steal millions of dollars through a variety of fraud and schemes and launder money. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna.
The common thread is that all of these schemes involve the Internet to defraud victims. In the BEC scams, the fraudsters will often hack a company's email system, impersonate company personnel, and direct payments to bank accounts that funnel money back to the fraudsters in Nigeria.
A dozen of the nation's biggest phone companies are pledging to use new technology to spot and block robocalls. Arkansas AG Leslie Rutledge says it's the number one complaint her office receives from consumers.
Every single American is absolutely sick and tired of illegal robocalls.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Vice President Mike Pence is visiting Utah to discuss the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Pence says the American economy is booming and President Trump has delivered on his campaign promises.
This president promised to eliminate regulations which weren't necessary to improve public safety or killing jobs. He promised to pursue trade deals for our country and to put American jobs and American workers first.
Pence has been traveling across the country to speak about the need for Congress to ratify the USMCA agreement. Staying in politics, former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh is considering challenging President Trump in the Republican primaries. Walsh would be the third Republican to join the race, joining the president and former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. Experts are predicting relief at the pump this fall. A new forecast by AAA says gas prices could drop as much as 25 cents a gallon starting after Labor Day. Currently, the national average for a gallon of gasoline is $2.60. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Many people admire Johnny Cash for his music, but what many people don't know is how much faith played a role in Johnny's life. Southern California pastor Greg Laurie has a new book out titled Johnny Cash, The Redemption of an American Icon. Laurie joins Fox News and talks about where Johnny Cash got the nickname The Man in Black.
You know, it just started early on. He started wearing black more and more. Then he became identified as the Man in Black and even recorded a song about it ultimately. And it became part of his image. You know, I think that people thought that Johnny was this horrible outlaw, this criminal, because he's saying, I shot a man in Reno just right. to watch him die. He actually didn't do that. But he did put it in a song, Folsom City Blues. And so, but he did live this conflicted life. And so part of that image he had was the Man in Black.
And as far as how faith played a role in Cash's life?
He was raised as a Christian by his parents. He had a very harsh father, very loving.
Well, he grew up in the Depression.
Yeah, he did grow up in the Depression. And so his brother died in a tragic accident when he was very young. It had a big impact on Johnny's life, and it sent Johnny sort of on a search. And Johnny made a commitment as a young boy to the Lord, but then when he became popular and his recording career took off, he started using amphetamines to give him energy on the road. It became an addiction. And he didn't really ever go to prison, Ainsley, but he did go to jail for smuggling amphetamines across the border.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.